If you remember during the Christmas season, many of my homilies focused on the fact that Jesus was the light of the world coming to the world. Well, we see here in our gospel this morning that moment when that light was shown to the world. Now we realize, I'm sure, that we live in a world that is darkened. A world that is darkened by sin. A world that is darkened by despair. A world that is darkened by a lack of hope. And that transfiguration moment, that moment we see in this gospel, for just that brief fleeting moment, that light was shown to the world. That light glowed, radiated in this darkness. Like the sun peeking through the clouds. We all know that, that image of it's kind of a cloudy day and it's kind of gray and gloomy. But then all of a sudden the sun pokes through a break in the clouds and the world lightens up. It's bright, the colors are brighter. We even feel better when that sun comes out. Well, it was the same way with our Lord showing himself in that transfiguration, showing that light in the world. He did this to bring hope to that eternity promised to us, where we would bask in that light. For all of eternity, we would remain in that light, no longer in the darkness of sin, but in the light of Christ. Well, when they were standing there in the middle of this light, they probably felt like a little bit like Abraham in our first reading. You know, Abraham had received a promise of great blessing, that he would be the father of a great nation. And of course, we know that promise was fulfilled. He did become the father of a great nation, the nation of Israel. Well, they probably realized at that moment that the promises they had heard from our Lord would be fulfilled one day. Because the glory of God shone around them, and they were able to bask in that glory. They were able to soak in that glory, if you will. And they were able to receive a foretaste of the eternal life that our Lord promises us. Well, it's obvious that it must have been a good thing because the apostles wanted to remain. Look at what Peter said. Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Understandable why they would want to remain. In this darkened world, we desire the light of Christ. We desire that light to break through the darkness. And the apostles were able to receive a glimpse, a taste of that light. We too await a glimpse of that light. We too await the time when we can see that light. To prepare ourselves to do that, we need to follow St. Paul, what St. Paul tells us in our second reading today. He saved us and called us to a holy life, not according to our works, but according to his own design and the grace bestowed on us in Christ Jesus before time began. We are called to be holy. And this call to holiness is for all of us to hear, for each and every one of us, wherever we are in life. It's not just for clergy, it's not just those for religious brothers and sisters, not just for those who work for the church, not just for the apostles. But each and every one of us is called to be holy. Each and every one of us is called to live that life dedicated to God, turning away from ourselves and turning our lives over to Him. And if we live that holy life, we will receive these glimpses of the grace coming from our Lord. Now, it won't be as dramatic as what the apostles saw. We won't see this radiant light like the apostles did. But we will still receive those glimpses of the glory of God, which will lead us to that light that we seek. So during this Lenten season, we have the time to recommit ourselves to living that holy life, so that we may say, as Peter did, Lord, it is good that we are here.